Laddie Pad saam met Ruben Delmarsh.
So, ek het vroeër vir jou genoem dat dis omtrent die ding waaroor almal op hierdie stadium praat. En ek dink jy as ek die naam sê, hoef ek enigstens te veel daaroor te sê nie of uit te brei daaroor nie, want ek moet vir jou sê almal weet as ek die naam The Voice sê. Waaroor dit gaan. Okay, as jy dit nog iewers, as jy dit nie volg nou keurig volg nie, as jy dit al iewers van dit gelees of iewers op sosiale media daarvan gehoor of iets soos dit, maar almal weet van The Voice. En dis vir my so groot voorreg om met een van die finaliste en luister gou vir my. Ek kan net vir jou sê, fenominale, ongelooflike talent. Dis niemand anders nie as Gavin Edwards. Gavin, it's such an honor, man. How are you doing?
Ruben, I'm good. Thank you very much for having us. How have you been?
No, good. I suppose you are very busy at this moment in time.
I tell you what, but it's awesome busy. It's like we're getting ready. We just put on an amazing finale, an amazing show, and obviously, you know, we've been just on social media with all new friends and people that we've been meeting and following us and reaching out and, you know, just voting for us. So it's been amazing. It's just the outpour. South Africa is like so behind The Voice. It's amazing.
Yeah. And how's the experience been up till now, The Voice, South Africa? How's it been for you up until now, the experience of it?
It has been phenomenal, I tell you, because they are very professional. They wanted to, the reason why we call talent is because, you know, we're not contestants, we're called talent is because we are talent. They said we are talent and we're not there, we're there to be coached. And they have from the coaches, Bobby, Yura Khan, yeah, and Colin, they got coaches backstage, vocal coaches, this coach, you know, they just, and it's all focused on really honing in on your vocal and your singing and your performance, you know, and they really want the best for us in every aspect, for the show, for after the show, for in our careers, like, you know, they let us choose our songs and things like that. So, you know, there's nothing worse than when an artist has to, you know, get told to do this, that, and in this show, they ask you what you want to be, and then they would stand there and they just help you to be the best at that.
Wow. Before we go on with The Voice and chatting about the experience for you, I mean, you've been overseas for 14 years. What did you do when you were over there?
I heard you now, you were playing a bit of YouTube.
Yeah.
That's very cool. They're from Ireland. Yeah, I was in Dublin. I was in Dublin for about 6 years. I actually got a phone call from Bono at 2 o'clock in the morning one night wishing me well for an album that was, or a song that was supposed to come out, never did in the end.
Gavin, just hold on. Did you get a call from Bono himself, from U2?
Yes, I did, yeah.
What?
I actually met him, before that, and then a friend of mine was out, and there was at some event, and the next thing my phone rang, and this guy was wishing me luck and saying, I'm sitting here next to this friend, and she was telling me about your song and all that, so I just want to wish you luck. And at the end, he's like, yeah, this bottom. And I was like, I know your voice. I said, I know you. And then I had to go back to sleep, which I couldn't.
What?
That was me. That was me for the night, yeah.
Sure.
That was amazing.
And, I mean, Bono from U2, you also worked with the likes of, where was it now, the Westlife, Brian McFadden?
Yes, Brian McFadden. Brian McFadden, he came here on honeymoon, and he was up at Sun City, and he saw us playing, so he came straight away, jumped on stage first. Obviously, he had to sing his song, Mustang Sally, which he blasted out of there. And then he said, you know, like, he'd love to manage us and take us overseas and just, you know, show it to the world. And he took us over to Dublin, and he just, through him, I mean, I was there, imagine, for about 14 years, and, you know, we were good friends, and through him, I met unbelievable people. I mean, like Bono, you know what I mean? Being with Brian was like that. It was sort of meeting the, you know, when you have dinner, you just don't have dinner with your Facebook friend. You're having, like, dinner one night with Russell Crowe and not trying to freak out, but just sitting at the table.
Yeah, I can imagine. Listen, Gavin, you've stolen the hearts of so many South Africans right now that has been voting. I mean, I went onto social media and all I see is The Voice SA tweets, and I must say, I've picked up that there's a few key role players in this music industry, South African music industry, that tweeted and Facebooked about you, and I've got one of them on the line that maybe would like to speak to you. Hold on, I want to tell you this.
Okay.
I mean, this was pretty impressive, because if you know this guy and what he's achieved and what he's able to do, you'll be so impressed.
Yeah.
I've got on the line Barry from Afrikaans is Groot and the Guma Awards that would like to speak to you. Barry, hoe gaan het?
Goed en jy, Ruben?
Barry, nee, lekker. Weet die, Gavin is op die lijn, hè? Jy het een Facebook inskrywing gehad, hè?
Ja, I did. Okay.
Vertel ons.
I'm going to talk in English because Gavin obviously is English. How are you, Gavin?
Jy kan Afrikaans praat, ek kan ek praat Afrikaans, maar praat 'n bietjie stadig.
O, jy praat net stadig. Jy weet jy wat, Ruben, Gavin, I was there on Sunday, and one thing I realized sitting in the audience this past Sunday was how good each and every vocalist or each and every contestant really is. I mean, each and every one of them are just exceptional. Hmm. But at this stage of the game, just prior to announcing a winner, having a good vocal is simply not enough. You need to have what we call in the music industry the X factor. You have to look like a star, you have to act like a star, you have to appear to be like a star, but with a certain and very distinct amount of humility almost and humbleness. And that's something Gavin has, and that was something that I immediately experienced and something that I immediately saw, firstly. Secondly, you need a certain amount of experience because there's no such thing as a 3-month crash course in surviving or making it in this music industry. It takes years, and that's why, obviously, that's why they have coaches coaching them, because those people, Bobby Carr and Khan, Lira, they have many years of experience. But something that Gavin has and that I adore is the fact that he's got the X factor. I saw that immediately, firstly. Secondly, he's got the experience. Because actually he's got many years of experience in the music industry, and that reminds me a bit of Elvis Blue, which is an 8-time Guma Music Award winner. Sure. He's one psalmist. Elvis has got a tremendous amount of talent, spectacularly talented, but he had all the experience in the world. And that's something record labels are looking for, because they need to develop and nurture a trademark. And artists are trademarks. That's what they are. And Sunday night when I was there, it just proved to me, the moment I saw Gavin, he's got everything it takes to become the winner of The Voice, but also to have a proper career afterwards. So even if it happens, I strongly doubt, if he does not win Sunday night, and yet again I say I strongly doubt it, if he doesn't win, he's got the biggest chance of them all of having one hell of a career in front of him.
Wow. Thank you so much, Perry. That means so much coming from you, because, no, thank you so much.
Sure, wow.
No, really, my boy. And you know what? All four of those coaches are tremendously talented, and they've got track records from the moon and back. But
they've been amazing
good friends, and I've known him for many years. We've worked together on many projects. He's got 10-15 years experience in a crazy industry, but there's a reason why he's the sweetheart of the Afrikaans music industry, and there's a reason why he sells thousands and thousands of units of his albums. And the tricks of the trade can learn, then is it Bobster. That's a fact. So I wish you all of the best on Sunday. I've made my votes. I am dead certain that you will be the winner. And even if you're not, there is a legion of people standing behind you. That I can assure you.
Oh, thank you so much. No, thank you, Stan. Thank you for all those kind words. That's too much. You know what I mean? Like, and especially with Bobby, that's why. Man, he's been amazing. He's phenomenal, and this whole experience I'm actually just over the moon that this is in South Africa now, because this is going to change a lot of people's lives, and they're going to be around for a very long time. I see a lot of seasons of the show coming. I'm going to tell every artist I know, if you want like a big place in the music industry and taught how to be that and do that and do it properly, this is the place to be, because it's changing lives.
It is.
Sure.
It is. And I just want to end off. I didn't even know about your addiction and the personal problems you had to work go through in your personal life. I only heard about that during the broadcast on Sunday in the studio. And what further excites me is the fact that you will be able to use your celebrity, you'll be able to use your talent and whatever comes your way to be a living testimony for so many young people and so many people out there who sometimes feel that things aren't working out, and they are making, and each of us, I mean all of us make mistakes from time to time, but you'll be a living testimony for so many, many hundreds of thousands of, because I'm dead sure The Voice has probably got 2-3 million viewers, but I mean you'll be a testimony in times to come, and I'm just excited for you, man. I'm just excited to
welcome you. Thank you very much. No, thank you. And
I know of a lot of other artists and role players and people who are just, but like I said, there's not one of those 8 going through on Sunday that is not exceptionally good. I mean, all of them have exceptional vocals, but there's something about you that is just, you are a
superstar.
Yep. Barry, baie dankie.
No,
Gavin.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you so much. Woody, Barry, baie dankie vir jou. Skus, ons moet dan net eers aanbeweeg, maar so baie dankie. Ek dink as iemand dit van jou af hoor, Barry, dan is dit soos next level. Gavin, stay tuned.
Die broer verdien het, hy is oulik.
Ja, dankie Barry vir jou tyd. Hoor, 'n lekker aand vir jou. Ons waardeer dit verskriklik baie. Cheers, man. Right, Gavin, just stay tuned. We're going to be chatting to you just now again. I have to do traffic and we'll chat away just after that. So thanks, man.
Awesome.
We'll chat away just now. Okay.
Slutty Pod Summit, Ruben Delmage.
Ja, en is so net na 6:30 hier by Groot FM 90.5 nog lekker op die lyn vir Gavin Edwards van The Voice. En hierdie Sondag is dit groot. Dis groot nuus en jy kan nog jou stem gaan dik maak tot en met 10:00 toe vanaand om te gaan stem vir Gavin. Hier is ons weer daai nommer om te gaan stem vir Gavin. Is 02 wat jy SMS na 33692. Jy kan vanaf die webblad gemaak het draai daar The Voice SA gaan soek om daar. Jy sal hom kry en dan ook op WeChat kan jy gaan stem daarvoor Gavin as jy hom graag wil sien daar. So Gavin, tell me quickly, how was it working with Bobby van Jaarsveld? I mean, that's gonna be a lot of fun.
I'll tell you, it's been amazing. It's been amazing from the beginning. Bobby sort of, I think he understood that I'm on a journey at the moment.
Yeah.
And he saw that right in the beginning, and after we spoke a little bit, so he's actually because I told him from the beginning, you know, I watched, there were four little videos put up of each coach before anyone had entered, saying, you know, what each coach was looking for,
yeah,
for someone that was in an audition. And I said to the wife before the show as well, I said, I'm going to pray about this. And,
wow.
You know, and I'm going to go about to set my gut, let's go with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the feeling in the stomach and on every choice. And I did that from the beginning with the opening song, Say Something, for the blind edition. And his chair turned immediately and he pointed at me. And I was standing there and I thought, that's the point. He's saying, I heard it too. So I told him that, and then he knew I was going to listen to the Holy Spirit. So when it came down to songs, he said, you go, you choose what you have to choose. And then he just coached me. He was just getting me to be the best on stage, just to be comfortable, just to go through this journey. And he's been just phenomenal. Like he knows. He said, whenever I ask him, like, you know, like, is this the right decision? Is this right? He goes, you know what you're doing. He said, "You know." He says, "I know that you know you're on a mission here, and you're listening to God. So
sure.
He's just here to support me in every way, and that's what he's been doing. And he's just phenomenal."
Yeah, exactly. But Gavin, you've got an incredible story, or shall I rather say, a testimony as well. Don't you want to tell us shortly a little bit about your story, your testimony?
I started music in the church. I was a drummer in the church, and I eventually started a band, and we started a cover band, and then Brian McFadden from Westlife picked us up and took us overseas, and, you know, he tried the band, we were a rock band, so obviously,
yeah,
a lot of drinking was involved and things like that, and I think, you know, and my mom's in the ministry, she's been in the ministry her whole life, she works for God, and she's always believed that I will be a pastor one day, and Sam, she's crying like nonstop now these days because she's so happy. The drink was just, you know what, like, I got to a stage where you start celebrating things,
yeah,
all the time, you know what I mean, before things happen, like an achievement or so on. And the industry is, it's very tough because you audition all the time. That's what you do. When you do a show in front of people, you audition for them to be a fan of yours or to love your music or so on. So rejection, we get a lot on a daily basis, whether it be one fan that's sitting over there or whether it's a record label turning you down. So
sure,
you sort of get used to it. You grow a thick skin, but still, the type of lifestyle, then you have to do the cover shows. And at cover shows, normally people go there to celebrate. So if you the entertainment, you're celebrating with them. And the next thing I knew, the drinking was just, it was too much. And it you know, you don't prepare yourself. You don't get your A game on. You don't have time to get your aim game on because you're trying to nurse a hangover. And just, I had to choose. It was one of the two. It was going to be music or alcohol. And I know that if I gave up music, I would just be a really sad, angry, drunk person sitting in the corner shouting at the band saying that they're not playing it right.
Yeah.
And that I couldn't give up on music. And then I just knew. I've been praying for it for a long time because I knew for years that I wanted to stop, but just couldn't. And I just knew. And then one day it just clicked. It was done. And my wife, she followed suit. She said she's going to support me, and she stopped drinking as well. So it literally, day by day, God presents us with amazing blessings or amazing opportunities, because it's like he's waited for me to just be in a state of mind that I can take all this on. And we got a little baby boy on the way now.
Wow.
I say blessings, I mean blessings. I've got my son who I hadn't seen in 16 years. He's back in our lives. That was from the band days with the drinking from, so it's not me and my wives. This is our first little kid we're having together.
Wow.
So everything is coming back in. It's almost like God says, now you're ready to take on what I'm about to give to you. Because I was just running away from everything all the time, or just, drinking it away. So that, now that I face everything head on, it is, and listen to God, obviously, it's funny. It has made me look at myself, the past me, and I think to myself, what a silly person, because I actually climbed over the mountain when I could have just directly taken the tunnel that God had paved for me there. And now everything just, when the Holy Spirit talks, I know the decision is right, and then it just, and people say, yeah, but how are you going to make that happen? And it just happened.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, Gavin, I just want to say as well, I said earlier that you've stolen a lot of South Africans' hearts because, I mean, I keep on watching social media and what's happening with the voting and so on. And I came across this tweet as well, and it read, my wife and I will stand in line for Gavin Edgeworth's first CD. And let me tell you quickly, he's on the line. But we praat ek nou, goeie naand.
Ah, you're the one who hung it in the
Steve, how's it going?
Gavin, how's it going, man? I wanted to say to you, there's very few things that a glass of Oros hasn't solved backstage. I'm sure you'll be okay.
Wow, that's awesome. Gavin, I've got Steve Hoffman on the line. And I mean, when I read that tweet, I thought to myself, yo, coming from Steve Hoffman, that must mean a lot. Steve, ek meen, hierdie ou, jy stem seker maar saam. Hierdie ou het nou maar net wat het nodig is om hierdie competitie te wen, of hoe praat ek dan nou?
Nee, ek moet jou sê, vooral in een competitie wat anders is idol, net een klomp mense op het wat tyd mors, is de woord een klomp mense wat redig allemaal verdien om het te maak. En om in die geselskap goed te dink, goed te klink en uit te staan, nie net met jou stem, soos Gavin doen nie, maar jou kiese van liedjes, om te verstaan, jy weet hoe werk die markt, en ons kan sien, jy weet hoe werk markt. Moet ek vir jou sê, Gavin een verstommende kans om te weer my beslis, maar en my vrou se gaan slim.
Gavin, sure, wow. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Steve, I heard that. Steve, thank you so much. It's really, really, coming from you, it's just phenomenal. And even the tweet, I saw that your wife tweeted me like a week before that, and I said, that couldn't be your wife. I said, that couldn't be the Hoffman that are tweeting me.
No, we're great fans. You know, we're slightly, I hope you can hear me, Gavin. We're slightly biased towards rock music. I believe the rock voice has more faculties to tell stories than other voices. So yeah, I'm slightly biased there. Secondly, I must give credit to my wife. You know, she's the avid follower of The Voice. But she texts me every now and then and says, listen to these three guys. Listen to these four guys. And that's when I decided, when I heard you, that that's the kind of stuff, man. That's the kind of stuff that I always want
to
hear from local musicians.
Thank you so much.
Gavin, I hope you do. I really hope you do well. You know, I can on my one hand name the English solo singers in South Africa. Go think about that. It's a terrible thing. So I want you to do well, and I want there to be a guy that walks out there, not just as a great singer, who paves the way for many solo English singers, you know, and we can give Hollywood and Seattle and the British a bit of competition.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you so much, Steve. That means a lot coming from you. I actually thought when you were tweeting me the other day, you were going to give up, because apparently around the studio, I do your voice very well. your impersonation. They say when I talk deep, I sound a lot like you. And I thought it was going to get back to you, and then you'd finally come and beat me up. But you're not.
Wow. Yo.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Steve, bye-bye, donkey. It's wonderful to hear from you. I want to hear from Gavin. Which rugby team do you support? Is there a blow ball? What's your story there?
I'm sorry that I'm not. I was born in Durban, so I. But see, this is the problem. Like, so you know, I support the Sharks, but I'm very music. But I keep moving around a lot, so now my family wants to beat me up because they're Stormers and they're down in Cape Town. I live up now in Fourway, so Blues. I'll tell you what. Yeah, here's my answer. I support the Springboks.
No, Praja, it's feel veilig daar, so Steve, you know, I go
veilig, veilig, bye, veilig.
Lekker. Hoorie, Steve, bye, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was lekker om jou te gesels,
man.
Ruben, frustrasie en voorreg en ek hoop ek hoor meer van julle van Gavin. En dankie vir die frustrasie.
Okay, great. Dankie Steve. Cheers. Lekker aan vir jou. Right, dit was Steve Hofmeyer gewees. Gavin,
man,
that's incredible,
that thank you so
man.
Much. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Listen,
yeah.
Take us through. My time is running out. Take me quickly through. How can we vote for Gavin Edwards to win the Voice essay?
Yes, please. Just vote for me. So my number's 02, and you can go to the website. You can go to Internet's website and the Voice's website. You can go to their Facebook page as well and their Twitter page or mine, which is Gavin_Edwards_Twitter. You can SMS my number 02 as well. And you got WeChat. WeChat, if you, and all these different platforms, you can vote 100 on each. And on WeChat, you go look for Mnet TV, and you see that you can vote on there on the Voice section 100 times each, 100 times on their website.
Wow.
100 times SMSs. So there's a lot of ways to do it. It shuts off at 10 tonight, and then we'll know who the top four is on Sunday when the finale is. We'll know who the four are going to be right at the beginning of the show. And then the four are going to perform, and the lines will be open for an hour on the show from 5 to 6. Then they'll cut off, and then at the end of the show, they will announce who the Voice winner is.
Oh, my word. This is exciting, man.
It's very exciting. It's just, yeah.
Gavin, thank you so much for your time. Just again, that number to vote. Nou nommer as jy wil gaan stem vir Gavin, 02, en dit SMS jy na 33692. As jy dit gemis het, kan jy draai gemaak op ons Twitter, is @grootfm, of jy kan op ons Facebook blad gaan loer. Die detail is daar vir jou, so dit is baie maklik om te onthou waarvoor jy kan stem. Listen, Gavin, I'm holding thumbs. Ek hou vir jou styf duime vast, my bro.
Yeah,
ek gaan vast genaal sit,
en
ek gaan speciaal kyk of jy wen. En as jy wen, Gavin, kom keir asjeblief my in die atelier, sal jy?
Ek sal keir.
Asseblief.
Ek
gaan vir jou 'n braai vleis organiseer.
Ja, ek kan sien.
No braai.
No braai.
Like a Gavin, thanks man. Cheers, hey.
Thank you so much for being cheers.
Okay, bye. How cool is Gavin? How cool is this guy? Ja. Hoor, kom ons gaan verkeer toe. Ek wil heeldag hier by die ou chat, maar ons moet nou aangaan.
Sluddy Pod saam met Ruben Delmarsh.
Wow. Wow. I mean, daar het jy dit nou gehoor van sleutelrolspelers in hierdie bedryf. Steve,
wat weet wat het vat om te maak.
Ja.
En hulle erken dit.
Steve. I mean Steve, van alle mense wat sê, ek en my vrou sal heel eerst in lijn staan om my album te koop, wen of nie. Hoe ongeloof, Barry, van Afrikaans is groot, en Guma toekennings.
Ja.
Dis mense wat een oog en een oor het vir talent, en wat weet wat het vat. En hier sê die ander ding is, baie keer wen die mens so ding, en dan hoor jy nooit weer van die persoon nie. Hierdie kan een mens sien, is een persoon, is een ou wat, hy is al dier, hy het nou gepraat, jy gehoor, die rejection in hierdie bedrijf, hy is dier hierdie goeders, ek meen, hy het al met groot name soos een Bano gewerk, hy is dier hierdie goed, so as hy die dag, as hy nou morgen, sondag eerder, The Voice in Afrika moet wen, kan ek vir nou sê, jy gaan baie van Gavin Edwards hoor, hy gaan uit stamina, hy gaan dier druk, en dis wat ek hou van hierdie, dis ongelooflik. Luister, as jy wil gaan stem, Gavin, hier soos hy nou, die nummer 02, wat jy SMS na 33692 toe, gemaak het draai op die webblad ook, jy kan daar gaan nog 100 keer stem, ek dink het ek gesê, en dan ook op WeChat. As jy op WeChat is, gaan klap om daar so, stem vir Gavin Edwards, en maak seker die skakel sonnig in, the Voice. En jy het nog kans tot 10 uur vanavond, jy kan nie morgen meer stem nie, so jy moet het nou gaan doen. Ok, voor 10 uur, gemaak het draai daar, jy gaan maak jou stem lekker dik. Nou ja, so, wat een cool ou, hè. Lee Scott, lees tussen die lijne. Ek sê nou vir jou, as hy wen, ek gaan vir hom bel. En ek gaan hom irriteer vir Gavin. Tot hy kom braai hier so samen. In die atelier. En ek sal lekker choppies merin. Lekker is 7:15. Goeie nacht.